Okay, so we're at the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're in the series of statements of Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu of Yisem Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. So we just done with Mansapach, Sofim Amrum, and that was one statement about how these things really go back to the Aseres Hadibros, and really all that the Tzofim, the Nevi'im, came and did was to remind us about what was at the beginning of the Teva and what was at the end of the Teva, based on the principle of Eile HaMitzvos. So the Gemara continues on. Amar Yirmi Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Targum Shel Torah Unklus Hagera Amaro Mipi Rabbi Elezer V'Rabbi Yoshua Targum Shel Nevi'im Yonasan Ben Uziel Amaro Mipi Chagai Zecharia U'Malachi, who were the Nevi'im of the period of Bayasheni. And when he did that, Miznizaza Eretz Yisrael Arba Meos Parsa Arba Meos Parsa, the Gemara is going to return. Why was it when the specific Targum of Nevi'im was put out that Eretz Yisrael was shaking and quaking? Yatzis Abaskal Ve'amra, Mihuzeh Shegila Sisara Livnei Adam, who is this Yonasan Ben Uziel? The Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Kavches tells us he was the number one Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, of Hillel Hazakin rather, and the last Talmud, number 80 out of 80, was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. The Gemara there talks about how Yonasan Ben Uziel, when he was learning, a bird flying overhead would be incinerated. So Amad Yonasan ben Uziel Raglav Amar Anihu Shagilisi Sarach Livne Adam Golivi Adul Panacha Shalol Chvodi Asisi. It wasn't a matter of personal honor or grandeur. Velol Chvod Beis Abba El Lechvod Chasisi Shalol Yerbu Machlokes BeYisrael. People should know what the Psukim in Nevi'im mean. Veod Bikesh Legalos Targum Shal Ksuvim Yatzis Abbas Kol VeAmar Lo Dayecha. That's enough. My time wa Mishum De Isbe Ketz Mashiach. Chedesh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to know the Ketz Mashiach. That's why we have the Pasuk in Vayechi. When Yaakov Avinu says, "Hey, Asuvi, Agida Lachem, Esa Sher Yikra Eschem BeAcharis HaYamim," and all of a sudden, he talks about other things. Reuven Bechoriata. So the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim and Daf Nun Vav explains, Bikesh Yaakov Avinu Legalos HaSakeitz, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu would not let him, and he thought maybe that was because one of the sins of his children. It turns out his children didn't have any sins. So the obvious answer is Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to know. So the Gemara at the end of Sanhedrin says, "Ashrei." Right, that the point is to wait. Tipeach ruchan shemachash v'kitz, and nobody's trying to figure out when Mashiach comes. That's not our responsibility. The Rambam emphasizes perhaps more than anybody else, and the Rambam talked about at the end of the Mishnah Torah, at the end of Sefer Shoftim and Hilchos Melachim, like lo yarech adam behagados, a person shouldn't spend their time trying to figure out about Mashiach. A person should learn Torah. And as the Rambam says there, v'yamin b'chal hadavar, that we have to believe that Mashiach will come, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Mashiach to come. V'targum shel Torah unklus hagera amaro, now the Gemara questions. V'amar avika baravin rabbi chanan ala amarav, ma'i dechsev the pasuk in the chaymeh, v'ikayru b'sefer Torah selokim b'forash v'sam seichel v'avinu b'mikra, v'ikayru b'sefer Torah selokim zem b'mikra, b'forash zet targum, v'sam seichel elu ha'psukim, v'avinu b'mikra elu piskei ta'amim, V'amila elu ha-masoras. So it sounds like well before Unklus Hager, again, it was the generation of Rabbi Akiva, was the generation after Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So all the way in the days of Nehemiah, they had the same targum. So once again, Shchachum v'chazru v'yasdum. So you take a look here at Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel says that Unklus wanted this to be used, the Mikri Bei Betzibor. And in the Sugya of Shnai Mikra v'echa targum, those who are insistent, and again, this is the simple reading of that Gemara. We're learning brachos this year, right? Lo olam yisader adar adam par lo olam yashem adam par shiosev imatzibor shnei mikra ve'achat targum. The targum really means targum shalunklus. That is the derech hamelach. Much later sources start talking about, well, let's say you don't understand targum. So what about loazos? Tosus already asked about that. What about perish Rashi? But again, many are insistent. The Rambam is one of them, that it should be the Targum of Unklus, and that it goes back really as far as Sinai is concerned. But it was a question of Shechachum v'chazru v'yastum, right? Zacha ha-Targum shenitan bo b'Sinai. So that's a very important Gemara in terms of the sugya, the halachic sugya of Shnai Mikra v'echa Targum. So the Gemara now wants to know, Ma'ishnada ra'isad lo izdaza v'dinvin izdaza, why was Eretz Yisrael, as we alluded to before, shaking when it came to the Targum of Nevi'im. Daraisa Mifresh Mil. So the Torah is more or less open. The Nevi'i Ika Mila de Mifresh and Ika Mila de Mistiman. There are certain things in the Navi that are really hidden, and Yonasan ben Uziel revealed them. Dechsev, for example, the Pasuk in Zechariah says, Bayomayu Yigdal Hamispeh Rishlaim, Kamispeh Hadadrimon, Bevikat Megiddo. And that event never happened. Then Rav Yosef, Omale Targum Adaikra, Lo Yedanamai Ka'amar, Bayomahu, says Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, Yizgei Mizpeda Birushalayim Kimispeda Da'acha Bar Omri. Achav was killed in a battle, the Katal Yasei Hadad Rimon Bar Tavrimon Bar Moskil Ad, way up in the north of Israel, and also Kim Mispeda the Yoshia Bar Amon, right? This is something we talk about on Tisha B'Av, the Katal Yasei Paro Chagiro, what we refer to as Paro Necho, Bikas Megiddo. That's the whole story, based on the Pasuk of Echarev Lo Sabar Bar Tzachem. There's a war always between Mitzrayim and Bavel. So Mitzrayim was invading Israel through Bavel, invading Israel. To fight Bavel, not to fight the Jews, but Yoshiyahu felt that the pasuk v'cherev lo savor be'artzecha meant that Eretz Yisrael shouldn't be used as a wayfarer for people who are going to war, even against other people. So he tried to fight, and he died. Vayikonen Yirmiyahu Yoshiyahu. The death of Yoshiyahu was the nail in the coffin of Bayis Rishon. Ra'isani Daniel Avadi es Hamara v'anashim asher hayu imilo es Hamara. So, who were these people with Daniel that didn't quite see what he saw? Another statement. They were greater than him. They're considered amongst the Nevi'im. Well, Daniel was obviously a Navi who was getting prophecy. But if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi explains, Daniel was a Navi in a personal sense, but he never actually was sent to the Jewish people. And that's an important distinction. So Inu Navi doesn't mean that Chagai Zechariah Malachi were Nevi'im. Daniel wasn't a Navi. That's incorrect. Daniel was a Navi, but he wasn't given a Shlichus Yisrael. They didn't see. So why were they so afraid? Right, they didn't see the terrible image that Daniel was seeing. Mazalayu chazu. They had a kind of an apparition of it. So Amar Avina Shema Mina Haimandi Miboy Savagav Diulo Chazi Mazalay Chazi. So a person finds themselves afraid for inexplicable reasons. They're having anxiety. So it could be that they're perceiving something at some kind of a subconscious level. Again, these are metaphysical things. It's a little hard to define. But the Gemara goes on. Maita Kante, Likrei Kriyat Shema. You say Kriyat Shema, right? Kriyat Shema is always protection. That's Gemara Brachos Daf Dalid. We talk about Kriyat Shema Lamita for Mazikin. V'kayim b'makom atinofes, so you can't say Kriyat Shema. Linchof miduchte arba garmidi, so you should jump from your place, right? And, if that's not possible, yivilo le'mahachi izu debet havcha shmena minai. Say that the goat is fatter than I am. In other words, don't pick on me. As we spoke about before, right? There's a difference between different kinds of medinos, different kinds of yir. So the Balei Tosos want to know. They say, look, what does it mean that they're mevatel avoda? First of all, they could do the avoda early in the morning. And second of all, they could do it after the Megillah. So the Balei Tosos basically say what the Gemara means is not that they're not going to do the avoda that day, but they'll prioritize Mikra Megillah. And the question is why? Why will that go first? And the answer is because they could do the avoda first, but we want them to hear the Megillah with everybody else, Berova Am Hadras Melech. So again, we mentioned that theme yesterday when we were talking about the Kfarim Armakdim, not for reasons of being separatists, but Kidei Lasapik Mazun Lachem Shebekrachem, purposes of unity, Lechinosis Kol Yehudim, so you have the same exact principle here. Again, Berova Am Hadras Melech is really a din prati in Kriyas HaMegillah. Tani Lami Hachi Kohani Ba'avodasan Levian B'duchlan Yisrael B'mamadan Kulam B'valim Avodasan V'al Nishmo Mekar B'legal Mikan Samach Hushal Beis Rabbi Shemvalin Talmud Torah Uvoin Lishmo Mekar Megillah Kav V'chomer Me'avodah Ma Avodah Shei Chamura. The Gemara assumes for now that Avodah, which is really Chamur, you stop that for purposes of Mikra Megillah Mivadlina and Talmud Torah Lo Kol Shekein. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, is that a legitimate Kav V'chomer V'avodah Chamur Mi'Talmud Torah V'aksiv Vayib Yos Yoshua Biri Chuvayisayna Vayar V'nei Yishon Be'the Negdo. Right, so the Gemara first wants to know how could he do this? How could Yoshua interact this way with the person? He says the Gemara, and maybe he's really lying, maybe he really was a demon. There is a tradition that even Shadim have their limits. They're not going to say Hashem Shemayim Levatala. So Amrlo Amish Bitaltim Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim V'achshav Bitaltim Talmud Omer Talmud Torah. So there's a terrible chait. Two of them actually. They didn't do the Avoda and they didn't do Talmud Torah. So we'll explain, the Balei Tosfos explained the top next Amud, because the Aron wasn't in its place, so there was an Isser of Tashmish Amit, and that Yeshua suffered a terrible penalty for this. That's why Yeshua ben Nun didn't have any sons, because he was Mevatel Piri of Erivia. Bitel Piri of Erivia is a very serious issue. The Gemara Nivamos and Daf Samach Gimel says a person is an Osik Piri of Erivia. It's Kilu Shovech Damim and Mema'et Bidmus. That's a serious business. Amar lo Aleza Mehen Basa. What was worse? Talmud Torah, the Avoda, the Bitel. Amar lo Atavati. I came because of the absence of Talmud Torah. Miyad Vayalni Yoshua Balailahu Betocha Emek Amar Yochanan Milamed Shalon Ba'amka Shal Halacha. Right, that Yehoshua immediately devoted himself to Talmud Torah. It's very fascinating. So he's told that there was Bittul Torah, and Yehoshua, about whom the Gemara Menachos and Tzadi Tes says, Chaviv and Alev Devei Torah, that Yehoshua was particularly attached to Torah. That's why Hashem gave him a Havtacha, V'agisa B'yom V'alayla, that even though he was taking over for the Jewish people, he wouldn't have to compromise his very high standards of Talmud Torah. So he immediately involves himself in Umka Shel Halacha. So Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Unya, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosem Ekravis Tamidim, Shnemar Atavati, right? That the Malach said to Yeshua, we could deal with Bittul Avoda, right? But Bittul Talmud Torah we can't deal with. So Lokashya, so the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem. Hadarabim, that was a case of Bittul Talmud Torah Darabim, which is worse. Hadayachid, maybe Avoda is Chamura, mi Talmud Torah Diyachid, Diyachid Kal, that's not Nashim Moed Ma'anos, Tosis explains that's when they all chant together. Avolo Metapchos. Okay, metapchos is when they, you know, clap their hands together. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yim Hayu Smuchos Lamita Metapchos, allowed to do it. Rashi Chadash and Mechanic of Epurim, Ma'anos U'metapchos, Bazeh U'bazeh, Avalo Mekononos. They can't be Mekononos, that's when they answer one leader. Rambam Rabbi Berhuna in Moed Bifnei Talmud Chacham. When it comes to a Talmud Chacham, right, none of this gets in the way. Kol Shekein Chanukah U'Purim, and certainly not Chanukah and Purim, which don't have the full status of a Moed. So the Gemara says that's not any kind of implication about the importance of Talmud Torah. That's an issue of Kavod HaTorah. So doing a Hesped for a big Talmud Chacham is an issue of Kavod Torah. Kavod Torah Diyachid Chamor. Indeed, Kavod Torah Diyachid is going to be more Chamor. Talmud Torah Diyachid Kal. So far what we've said in the hierarchy is Talmud Torah Derabim, then we have Avodah, then we have Talmud Torah Derabim, then we have Kavod HaTorah, then we have Avoda, then Talmud Torah Diyachid. Tamar Rav Pshitali Avoda Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah Adif, Midi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. As we explained, Kohanim Bavodasan, Mivatlin Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah Adif, Midi Samach Shabbos Rabbi, as we said before in Amud Aleph. Talmud Torah Meis Mitzvah, Meis Mitzvah Adif. The Bali Tosfos says it's not Taka Meis Mitzvah, it could be any Meis, really. Kvodo Shal Meis, right? Midi Tanya Mivatlin Talmud Torah Lohotzas HaMeis Lachnasas Kala. Avoda meis mitzvah adiv from lachosa. The pasuk by Nazir, right? The pasuk once it said al kol nefesh nefashos meis lo yavo. Why do you have to say lachoso? It goes through all the relatives. So the tani lachosa matamad omar harei hayolich lishchodet pischol amulas beno shama shemeis lo meis yachol yitamel amar lo yitamel yach shem shem yitam lachoso kachem yitam meis mitzvah tamel amar lachosa. Then a Nazir and a kohen gadol, the only people they're mitami for is meis mitzvah. So by Rava, Mikra Megillah Meis Mitzvah, I mean Ayu Adif. Fascinating that you could even ask the question. Megillah Sach Hakol is a din de Rabbanan, right? Meis Mitzvah is many deraisas. Mikra Megillah Adif Mishum Birsum Miniso, Dilma Meis Mitzvah Adif Mishum Kavod Abrios, Basa Dabai Yahadir Pashta. Right after they ask the question, the Gemara immediately answers, Meis Mitzvah Adif, Damar Mar, Gadol Kavod Abrios, Shadochas Losa Seshavatar. We actually learned this in the context of the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. The pasuk says in Parshas Ki Seitzel, Osucha Lisalem, also says, V'isalam Tamehem, Zaken Vinu Lefi Chavodo. So let's say you have an Aveda that's in a place that it wouldn't be such a kavod for a Zaken to go get it. So technically speaking, the Zaken doesn't have to go get it. So Kavod Abrio says, Docha Losa Seisha B'Torah B'Sheva Altase. He can't violate a Losa Seisha, he can't do Geneva, he can't do Gezela, he can't do Oshek. But B'Sheva Altase, that you are allowed to do for purposes of Kavod Abrio. So Gufam Rav Shua ben Levi Krach V'chol HaSamach Lo, as we pointed out, anything that's within a meal, 2,000 Amos, V'chol HaNiri Mo, Didon Kekrach, Tana Samach, Avo Pishenu Nira, Nira Avo Pishenu Samach, these are two independent dinim. Bishlam Nira Avo Pishenu Samach, Mishkach Slakigo de Yosef Biro Shahar. So if it's visible, it could be visible for much more than a meal away, if it's on the top of the mountain. Samach, Avo Pishenu Nira, Hechi Mishkach Slak, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah she yoshevis benachal. It's in the valleys. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Krach she yashav lasof hukaf. Right, first it was an inhabited city, and then there was a wall put up around it. Nidon kikfar. It's not really considered a krach in halacha. So if you take a look over at Rashi, Rashi says that's only the inyan batayarei choma. Right, that's only as far as if a person sells a home in the city, they have a year to redeem it, and if not, it's muchlat. They're not going to get it back even during the Shemitah. The Balei Tosfos disagree with Rashi on that point. They say we're talking about Mikra Megillah also. My time is Dechsev, Ishkim, Karbeis, Moshe, Virchoma, Shehukaf, Vasov, Yashav, Veloshasha, Yashav, Vasov, Hukav. Amri Shuba Levi, Krach, Shin, Boasar, Batlanim, Nidon, Kikvar. So the Balei Tosfos say this does not apply to a Krach that goes back to the days of Yehoshua ben Nun. Right? Normally we have the principle that an ear that doesn't have asar batlanim, 10 people who are always involved in Torah and they're always around to make sure that there's a minyan in shul, because the Gemara in Brachos again, which you learned this year, said that the if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Beis HaKnesses, if lo matzah sham asara miyad kawes, so that can knock down an ear to the status of a kvar. Well, what about a krach? So the Balei Tosfos say this Gemara does not mean a krach miyamos Yehoshua ben Nun. So my kamash, the Gemara says, Tanina, Ezer Yir Gedol Kol Sheish Ba'asar Batlan Pachos. We kind of raise a kvar krach. It's three chlei. Av agav de mikloi lemei alma. That even though people are coming there from all over, that even if they don't say batlanim, it's a metropolis. So people are coming from all over. Mir Shom Levi krach shacharav levasov yashav nidon kekrach. Right. That again, even if it was destroyed, we'll talk about what it means that it was destroyed. It still has the status of a krach once it becomes rehabilitated. So if the walls were destroyed, and there's a halacha that people that we just went through, that if it was settled and then the wall is built, it doesn't have a din of a krach. So yashav and liyashav lo. We already have a tradition about this point, right? It's based on the Gzeiras HaKasev that as long as it had a wall, Mimos Yehoshua ben Nun no longer has a wall, so we're going to treat it like a krach. So what's the chiddush of the Gemara? Shacharav miasar batlan. Had asar batlan, no longer has asar batlan. Remember Yehoshua ben Levi, a technical point here in the Gemara. Lod v'ono v'gei acharashim. These are cities in Binyamin. Mokavus chomi mos Yehoshua ben Nun. Hani Yehoshua ben Nun. It was really Yehoshua's day. V'ha el palo banayu. Dechsev, pasuk says in Devarei Yamim, v'vnei el pal ever misham v'shemer, hu banas ono v'slodu v'noseha. Litamech Asa banani. It should really be Asa, one of the Malchei Yehuda who built it up. Tichsiv vayiven Asas arei Mitsuda biYehuda. Amrav Lazar hani mukavas chami Moshe Yeshua ben Nun havu charu vimei pilegesh begiva. They later got destroyed when there was a civil war. V'asa alpal banani hader inpul. Again, they were dilapidated. Asa shaptinu. Let us build up these cities. So again, the principle is, as long as it was mukav choma miyos Yehoshua ben Nun, there was first a wall, and then they settled the city around it, so it's nidon kikrach, even if the wall is subsequently destroyed. Very good. And we will hold it up here.